Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host of The Heal It Show, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're here with me today. You know, there's a lot going on in our nation and around the world. In so many ways, people are coming together. You know, you can talk about God in the world again. You can see God blessing us in so many ways. And, you know, there's a lot of pushback to that. But I have to tell you, it feels like freedom to me. It feels like, you know, we can actually talk about subjects that we haven't been able to really talk about. And this show is dedicated to healing it. So, you know, it all starts, from my point of view, when you want to heal, you have to go within. You have to tune within yourself, tune within your soul, and you have to surrender. You have to surrender, right? What are you surrendering to? This greater presence in our lives. You know, I work with a fellow by the name of Dr. Irvin Laszlo. He's written 106 books. You know, he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice. I've done two summits with him. We've had over 500,000 people watch that now, those summits. And his message, you know, came from this place of getting still, getting quiet, tuning in. And he's a scientist, a system scientist. So he studies the cosmos, the universe. He studies our systems, right? And of course, what he's found over the years is that everything's connected. We're all connected. On the micro level, on the macro level, everything is connected, right? But, you know, we try to, sometimes we don't feel so connected, right? We don't feel connected to that power, that truth that occurs within us, right? So we have to start taking some time, slowing down, tuning in, and choosing courage over comfort, right? You know, you step into situations that are challenging you, rather than just doing what feels safe, especially now. Now's the time to go out, step into your power, speak your truth, be courageous. You know, but that feels a little uncomfortable at first, but that's okay. You know what? Uncomfortableness is how we grow. It's how we learn. It's how we evolve. So I really want to encourage you to do that. And, you know, by so doing, you will build inner strength. You know, and one of the keys to success, right, for all of us is discipline. An undisciplined life is a life that somebody is just chasing pleasure, quite frankly. They're trying to feel good at all costs. But quite frankly, that leads to a very insightful time for most people because it's painful. You know, it takes, it's just as tough to do the right thing as it is to do the wrong thing. It's just as hard to, let's take diet and weight. Okay, it's hard to go on a diet. It's hard to fast. It's hard to eat right. But listen, it's also hard to live with obesity. It's hard not to be able to get around. It's hard not to be able to do the activities that you want. It's hard to go to the doctor all the time, okay? So it's hard on both sides. So discipline, what discipline comes in, is that you choose one of those sides and then you follow through with what you need to follow through to be able to discipline yourself so that you start to get healthier, get more vibrant, vitality and energy and life in your life. Life in your life. I love that. Life in your life. What is life in your life is really God coming in your life in my world, right? Yeah, that's what it is. So, you know, this is also about aligning with truth. If you want to live powerfully, you have to align with truth. What do you stand for? Have you ever sitting down and written out, what do I stand for, right? What are my values? What are your values, right? I know what my values are. I can tell you my values like that, right? In fact, when I first met my wife, she asked me, what are your values? I knew, you know, I had several, you know, truth, courage, loyalty, love, joy, happiness, right? And wealth is another one for me. Family is a big one. But above all those is God. That's it. God is number one for me. Everything else flows from that. My whole life changed when I turned my life over to the divine and made a conscious decision that I'm going to figure out what it is to live from divine will instead of my self will. Anyway, I changed at that level. So I have a very special guest today. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to ask my guest, and we're going to be talking about what radical self-love looks like, you know. And by the way, this she's written a book specifically for my female audience. But I have to tell you, guys, you need to pay attention to this because every one of you has a woman in your life. And if you know how to help them step into their greatness, your life's going to get better. So what I want to say before I get to my guest, you know, life is losing service. So I'm hoping that, you know, by watching this show, you can also be of service to some others and maybe even pass it on. We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with my guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and my guest is Joan Perry today. Hi, Joan. Welcome.
Hello, Ken. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So for those of you that don't know Joan, she's the author of The Heroine's Journey, Unlock the Power of the Heroine Within, and The Path of Your Heroine's Journey. Joan helps women move beyond limitation, reclaim their self-worth, and step into authentic power. Through her 13-step framework, she offers practical tools and timeless wisdom to navigate life's challenges with courage, grace, and joy. Her mission is to awaken women to their inner strength, inspire them to embrace their authentic voices, and lead them towards creating lives of purpose, contribution, and celebration. That's a lot, Joan.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, but, all right.
But you opened the show calling people to a lot.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'm going to take a deep dive into Joan Perry today. So first question I have for you, Joan, is, you know, you describe your book, The Heroine's Journey, as a path that awakens courage, strength, and self-worth. What was the turning point in your own life that revealed those qualities to you?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to answer it the way you started, which I might not normally because we have all been hesitant to talk clearly about God in our life. But since you opened it that way, we're going to do it. And I would tell you, it's when God brought me to my knees. when I realized, I can visualize, you know, being in this church on my knees saying, God, I cannot do this all by myself. I need your help. Because what I was trying to do was to just sort of get by. I was trying to create an outward image so that everybody else thought that it all looked good, you know, so that I passed the test, so that I was, you know, considered to be, you know, outstanding from what somebody else saw. But the part, Ken, I totally was missing was the inside. And I even envisioned myself like a tree that was very well bloomed on one side and very barren on the other side. And that's when I realized I had to dive deep, because I needed to resource, strengthen, grow the structure, the scaffold inside of me that makes me the courageous and worthy woman that I have every intention of being. And, you know, that was, that illuminated for me the heroine's journey, because as you and I'll talk about, the heroine's journey starts with a crisis. It just does. Some 87 or 90% of all women will go through a major crisis by age 50. Now, lots of people don't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I mean, a lot of women carry wounds from the past, you know, that, you know, whether you're 50 or 40 or, you know, you carry wounds from the past. Sometimes you feel like victims. And, you know, so my question to you is, how do women get past that, right? Well, I mean, it's difficult sometimes.
The heroine's journey takes you literally from victim to heroine. And why do we say that? Because the victim is in self-pity. I can't do it. I'm saying all the wrong things in their head. The heroine, by contrast, is saying, you know, I might not know how to do it at this moment, but I can figure it out. Mm. Or I may not have succeeded in the past, but my past doesn't include my future. You know, I might not have felt the love that I want in the past, but that doesn't mean I can't create what I want in the future. So it's that transition between, as you're saying, victim to heroine.
And what is the difference? What is that transition, though? I mean, you know, I know for me, like I said, you know, I think I was telling you before the show, I had to surrender, right? I had to surrender something greater than myself. Because my thinking got me where I was. I got to the point where I'm like, oh, look at the results you're getting. You know, it must be inside of you somewhere. You must be thinking crazy to get these crazy results. And finally I went, yeah, I guess that is right. And, you know, for me, then I know I had to do a lot of release work. I had to release a ton of, I pretty much had to change everything in my life, right?
I describe it as I got to the top of the ladder, but the ladder was in the wrong building.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. To say, just like you, yeah. And by the way, at that point, I fell flat on my ass.
Yeah.
I had to say, what needs to be different? And what needs to be different was the heroine's journey. And I'm going to answer your question very specifically so we can dive into this. Okay. The heroine's journey is, first, create your stability. Next, awaken your authenticity.
Let me just caution you. How do you get stability? I mean, if you're like a single mom, you're looking for a job, you're out there running around, you know, you may not have enough money, you may be eating all the junk food. I don't know. Where do you start to get stability? How do you do that?
Well, I'm going to give you an analogy, and it's one that I use every day in my life. If things aren't going well in my life, I ask myself this. Imagine that life is a cart. You know those pretty carts that they take flowers to the market in that are wooden and have slats on the side and are patinaed? And what you've got loaded in the bed of the cart are your gifts, your skills, your tools, your talents that were God-given. All of us come with a great capability to make our contribution in this world. So just imagine that that's the flowers in your flower cart. You're headed down the road because you want to take those beautiful flowers to market to monetize them. Because monetization means joy, freedom, happiness, prosperity. So that's all of our wish and our gift. But you look over your shoulder And you're like, oh my gosh, that wheel's loose. And then you look over the other shoulder and you think, ah, did you see that wheel just spun off into the gutter? Pretty soon your ass is dragging on the ground. And you're like, what do I do? So you get out of the cart and you try to pull it. That doesn't work. You try to push it. That doesn't work. What do you have to do? You have to get the wheels back on your cart in order to move forward down the road. Well, what are those wheels? Those wheels are financial, people, beliefs, and life force. So if we take them apart and we say, let's look at each one, the victim is spending more than she earns and getting more and more into debt and having more and more credit cards. Okay. The victim is not sourcing her life force energy. And she's eating bad stuff. She's getting sick. She can't get out of bed in the morning. The victim surrounds herself with people who don't uplift her and support her. And the victim, this is the worst one of them all, Ken, is telling herself stuff about herself that is just killing her progress. And we get so much of that as women from the culture. You're too fat. You need, you know, new clothes in order to be beautiful, to be loved. The culture just really causes women to live in victimhood.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. And, you know, so there's another piece to this. So the piece to this that we need to, you know, really focus on, I think, is how do you reclaim that inner, you know, that inner power? How do you reclaim that? Right. So I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest. But before I do, what I want to mention to you is that we have a YouTube channel out there, and I encourage you to go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork and subscribe. As if you subscribe, you'll be able to pass this show on to people you care about and love. And of course, you will not miss any episodes. So go over there and subscribe. All righty. Well, I'm back with my guest, Joan Perry. She does have a new book out. We'd like to put that up on the screen real quick because I think you will be impressed by how beautiful it is, for one thing. It's called The Heroine's Journey, and this book is written for the female in mind. But like I said, guys, I want you to get it and pass it on to those you love. All right, so... I want us to get back into that place where, you know, people can like upshift their thinking and be able to get on the heroine's journey, right?
Right.
How do they
So when my life is not going well, Ken?
Yeah.
I do this literally every day. I ask myself, which one of the wheels on my cart isn't working properly, or perhaps, you know, is, heaven forbid, falling off. So let's take those four wheels again. So financial, it means living within your means, spending less than you earn, and putting some aside. It means, you know, people are amazed when I say this, but I have never had a credit card in my whole life because I spend cash. The second one is then I ask myself, what am I telling myself about myself? That would be beliefs. So, you know, we all get out of bed one morning and we're saying things to ourselves that you wouldn't say to your best friend. You know, you have to develop that skill where you think you're the greatest. And I'm not saying from an ego standpoint, I'm saying you get that you are a child of God, born perfectly with skills and gifts and tools, and you're here for a purpose. You know, if you live in that frame, you start to tell yourself things about yourself that encourage you. People, gosh, I think of people somewhat like I think of my clothes closet. At times, there are just some that need to go because I'm not supposed to educate the whole world. And if someone is actually dragging down my life, making life more complicated for me, not on the same path, then you have to have the skills where you say to yourself, that person needs to go. And you also say to yourself, how do I go find people who will be resources, you know, bring good spirit, bring good energy, and add that to the circle. We call it your circle of love. You want to surround yourself with people that are your circle of love. And then the fourth one is, what are you doing on a daily basis to have good life force energy? You were just saying that when you went to the doctor, they asked you, how do you find more of you? Because you are apparently healthy and sourcing your life force energy very well. I feel the same way. I'm incredibly lucky, I would say, but I also work hard on making sure that I make the choices that bring my life force energy absolutely up to its peak so that I can be all I want to be. So those are the four things to create your stability that you have to focus on immediately, because the truth is you cannot get to the next steps of the heroine's journey without recognizing your responsibility to run your cart in a fashion that it can proceed smoothly.
It makes so much sense. And, you know, there's some of you listening to Joan and going, well, yeah, this all sounds good, but I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, of course you can do it. Of course, you just have to start. You know, I found that for any journey that I've gotten on, it's this is just me. You know, some people say it takes like 21 days to make or break a habit. I don't know. For me, it's like, you know, get me to the gym 3 days in a row and the fourth day I'm okay. Get me to do a cleanse 3 days and I'm good. The fourth day is fine. You know, get me to get off sugar, or coffee or whatever. Give me 3 days. I go through that transition and then the fourth, fifth day, I'm good. I think it, you know, it's not our mind makes it up. Our mind really is not our friend from that, because
no,
it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to take everything I have. The truth is, let's say you want to give up sugar. Day two is easier than day one. The mind says it's going to be harder. Day three is going to
be harder. What I say is read my book, because we give you all kinds of tools to do this. For instance, if your head says it's going to be hard to get off sugar, then we teach you reframing, which simply takes that thought that you had, which is a belief about yourself, and reframes it. So what would that look like? It would look like, oh, it's hard to get off sugar. That's being the victim. I want to cry for you. But the heroine says, but when I think and reframe that thought, I'm going to say to myself, I will feel so much better when I'm not sugar addicted. Or I will feel so much better when I say good things to myself about myself. Or I will feel so much better if I don't have a whole pocket full of credit cards. In other words, you reframe that thought, that belief, into something that positively motivates you.
That makes all the sense in the world. Well, you know, one of the things you talk about in your book is authenticity, like being authentic. And, you know, the opposite of authenticity is where you started from and I started from. It's that look good at all costs, right? You know, to be authentic and to be real is to find our voice. And to find our voice, we have to take some time to be still, go within, and maybe journal, maybe meditate, pray, probably all of this. Did for me, and it wasn't easy. Okay, it took time, but I was committed to it because I don't know about you, my audience out there, but if you want to be happy and you want to like live healthy, do what it takes. We got to do what it takes. I mean, that the world tells us different, right, Joan? But how do you get into that authentic place of yourself?
I was looking spectacular on the outside. I started the first female investment banking firm in the country that underwrote municipal bonds. In other words, I climbed to the top of that ladder and I did everything for safety and security and to make you think that it all looked perfect and I had the whole of life just dialed in and it was all good. The problem was, and Ken, you can relate to this, I had this niggling feeling inside of me that it didn't feel good. It wasn't all that I wanted life to be. Somehow I was in the movie, but I wasn't in the picture because I hadn't brought into that the truth about what I wanted to say or what my values were or what my beliefs were, or more importantly, how I wanted to spend every time of my life. And when I fell on my knees in that church, all of a sudden, doing it perfectly for everybody else just got washed away. And I suddenly realized, you know, life is not all that long. And you came here with certain gifts that you're here to show the world while you're here. You know, in my investment banking days, I did it well, but that wasn't my gift. My gift is what I'm doing today. And I love it because I so want women to be able to speak the truth in our world. For goodness sakes, just look around right now and what you see is more truth being spoken. And I love it that our leaders are calling us to that. And I want women to live authentically, speak that truth. You know, we're going to have a whole different economy when women come with their skills to the marketplace.
100%. And, you know, we also have different children when women can also, you know, everything's changing now. We're going to have AI. AI is going to free up a lot of people's time. And I do believe that women, like my daughters are blessed because two of my daughters get to homeschool their kids, right? And, you know, that's because their husbands, you know, they're entrepreneurs, they make really good money. They can afford to do that. Most women can't afford to do that yet, but I'd sure like to see us to get back to an economy where we do have that enough people can make enough money so that they can afford to make life choices that work for them. Right. A lot of women that don't want to work, and there's other that do want to work. Right. So, but whatever that lifestyle choice is for you, I have a question, man. And by the way, in my former world, I've said this for years on the show. I was a stockbroker security principal, the NASD. And, I started my career selling bonds for ML Stern and Company in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then went over to Drexel with Michael Milliken. So anyway, that's where I was. And it was a dark world I was in.
You would have seen Perry Investments. And we were underwriters and we sold to ML Stern.
You sold to ML Stern. What a small world. That's amazing. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, listen, yes. So we've come
on. But the beauty of the heroine's journey is if you've hit that, and I'm speaking to your listeners now, look, you've hit that point in your life where you've had a major upset, a major crisis, something has just rocked your world. It's peeling the onion back. And you're like, your first reaction is, oh my gosh, what do I do next? How do I get myself out of this? then I really recommend The Heroine's Journey. That's why I wrote it, so that you'd have a guide forward. And as Ken was pointing out, you have to leave your old self behind, you know, because once you're on the heroine's journey, it's about a new self. And while it looks like a terrible problem and a terrible crisis at the time, I labeled it the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. The truth is, looking back now, I would tell you, thank you, God. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I no longer had to live inauthentically. You know, trading bonds was not my thing. What I want to live in my own gifts and creativity. And while it felt very naked at a time, because so much had to fall away from me, I had to move, I got divorced, I changed career, so much that I felt so naked. But it made room for that real authentic self in me that wanted to emerge.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening that you will.
Well, I don't want to. Actually, I got to take a quick break. So I'm going to take a break and we will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm interviewing Joan Perry today. She has an amazing book out, The Heroine's Journey. And, you know, I really like our conversation, Joan. You know, in the book, you talk about community. You talk about encouragement. You talk about how, you know, that these are essential, really, for women to thrive. Let's take a little dive into that, okay? Community. Why community?
You know, I would tell you that this was a piece I really missed because, and I'm going to go back to where we started. Don't you believe that God created man and woman and we're not the same and that we need different things? I certainly do. That's why I wrote The Heroine's Journey and not The Hero's Journey, because The Hero's Journey is what we send men on. But because I went off to work on Wall Street, as we were talking about, you know, I got out of college and I poked my head up and I looked around and I said, what is the path to success? And so many of us in my generation said, that's the man way. So I went to work on Wall Street. There were very few women there. You know, we even dressed like men to try to fit in, which is horrendous. But I have to tell you, recently, I have rediscovered something. And that's that. As a woman, I need the community of women. I've recently joined a women's group, and I'm so delighted to be there because it's conversations that relate to me. It's conversations that inspire and encourage me. They're just, you know, it's always been true. Like, we miss the knitting circles or the opportunity to bake together or have coffee together that my mother and her friends did. So I think part of what I'm trying to say is that I think the hero's journey and our thinking we needed to be on the hero's journey took some things away from us that are essential to our good nature and functioning as women.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. My wife, Judy, has an organization called Women's Wisdom, and you can find it at womenswisdom.net. It's been going on since 1992, and it's women supporting each other in business and friendship. It's all about the women growing themselves, growing their thinking, growing their abundance. But most it's about just connection. It's that connection. You know, I know when, you know, this last week or so, last 12 days now, you know, with the death of Charlie Kirk. And, you know, I've been going through this emotional grief and really sad. And I didn't know Charlie Cook. I didn't even know about him until he passed. I didn't watch his podcast. I didn't do anything, right? I was just not connected to that world. And yet I'm connected. And yet we're connected. All of us are connected. And I think that's the point here. You know, I feel it because I'm feeling the world, right? And, you know, I'm tuned into compassion. I'm tuned into love. I'm tuned into, you know, the sadness of the loss. But I'm also tuned into the power, the passion, the change that's taking place in this world. So we get to amplify. In fact, there was a woman that wrote a book called Lynn McTaggart. She wrote the book, The Power of Eight, where she researched how the community, when we come together in community, we can multiply, amplify our consciousness. And so, you know, if somebody needs to amplify, like in the book, Joan, let me bring it back to the book. You talk about community, you talk about, some people are really shy of that. They don't want to get, they're afraid. They don't know how to connect in community. How do you help them in the book?
I have to admit that I was even worse than that. Mm. I was judgmental. Mm. I was assuming that I couldn't learn anything from men or from women, and that I needed to go, you know, learn the path to success from men. And I have a funny story to tell you. I went to this, a program that this man, his name was Bill McGrane, taught. And he taught it way back when all of this was very new. I never even heard the word self-esteem. And at the end of the program, he gave everybody a word. And what he was doing when he gave me the word was to highlight your gifts and where you should think about taking your talents and skills. And the word he gave me, Ken, was women. And I have to tell you, I almost threw it back at him, because I was like, I work on Wall Street. I don't know any women and I don't like any women. I mean, that was how far afield that I had gotten, thinking that my whole nature, all my gifts, all my path to success was just through the success path.
So I love that, because, you know, your book is all about taking off limitations and taking off judgments, instead letting go of the criticisms of ourselves and, you know, and things outside of ourselves. That's the only way to get to community in my world. Is that, would you agree with that?
I would. And, you know, I have to tell you that all my judgments were making my life so painful. I was in a great deal of pain. And yet people looked at me. I mean, I was an investment banker. I was doing what the world, you know, making a lot of money. You know, what if I had been male, the world would have acclaimed me for. The problem is that I wasn't, and they did not acclaim me for that.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I want to shift a little bit. And, you know, in the book, you talk about grace. And I'd like you to define grace for us, and how do women get to grace? I mean, how did you get to a place of feeling a sense of grace in your life?
Well, I would go back to that story I told you about getting down on my knees and saying, God, I cannot do this by myself.
Yeah.
And at that point, I started to realize that everything that comes to me through grace. Mm. I actually don't create or do anything. It comes to me from the grace of a power that's much bigger than me.
Yeah.
And when I started, you talked about humility a bit ago. When I started to see life through that lens, I no longer thought that I was just entitled, or it was, you know, my right. And I think what we haven't touched upon, which is so big in the heroine's journey, it's when you take your life from making it all good on the outside to actually serving humanity. It, for me, was about creating the mentality that taught me to be a servant.
Well, you know, when people think about humility and they think about being humbled, or, you know, doing things they don't want to do, you know, humility, actually, I looked up the definition one day, and it's actually the ability to see reality clearly. Think about that. The ability to see reality clearly. So if we're not in a place of a humble state, when we think we know it all, we have it all, you know, we're the center of the universe, we do it all. When you're in that state, you don't see reality clearly. And therefore, no. You make poor choices. you end up in pain and suffering, you, your family, our community, our nation, because you haven't stepped into your own humility and surrender to something greater than yourself. We're talking God.
And you, I totally agree with that. And you shortcut to get what you want, because it's all about what you want.
Right.
You know, it's when you can take the focus off yourself.
Yeah.
And what are the, I have a quote that sits by my computer that helped me a great deal in that. It said, because, you know, at that time, I was so desperate to fix my life. I was so desperate to have it all look good again. And then I got cracked, and I was a hard nut to crack. And I realized that I wasn't going back. I was going forward. And the quote that's my computer says, learn to love the questions themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I was so focused on the answers and how I was going to somehow make my life perfect, create the security and safety that I thought would, you know, protect me from death, you know, and I suddenly realized that's not what it's about. It's about the questions.
Yeah. It's about the questions. I wrote a book, by the way, called Ask and You Will Succeed. It's 1,001 ordinary questions to create extraordinary results, because it is in the question that we ask. And, you know, if you're watching this podcast today, and you are thinking, you know, I'd like to find out more about me. I'd like to find out how to live in more happiness and joy. There's an easy solution. Okay. I mean, some people go, where do I start to really be able to do that? And I would just really defer back to Joan's book, The Heroine's Journey. This is a great place to start on your journey. Now, in the book, Joan, you talk about love. You talk about grace. You talk about the journey, you know, a heroine's journey through life. And, you know, you give stories about, you know, how women can relate to that, how they can step into their power. When I get back from this break, what I want you to do is I want you to tell us, like, in your words, when somebody reads this book, you know, and by the way, can they get it on Audible yet? It is. Okay. So, and listen to it. You can get it on Audible. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it all over the place. When you listen to this book or watch or read it, the benefits that women are walking away telling you about, what are the benefits that they're going to get with this book? So I want to talk about that when we get back. All right. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's been a great show. Joan Perry is my guest. She's got a new book out. And Joan, the benefits of somebody reading The Heroine's Journey.
Well, if I put it in a nutshell, I would say to you, before I understood The Heroine's Journey and was on my own heroine's journey, I was actually in misery. Because I was trying to do my life inauthentically. And I was trying to do my life from a way that I thought I could construct it, control it, you know, attain safety and security, and do it all myself. The heroine's journey, let's say just right off the bat, in the heroine's journey, you know there's a higher power. You know that you have to co-create with that higher power. And that higher power is always, and I want to repeat that, always working in your best interest. And why is that? Because your job, or let's just even call it the natural way for you to live your life, is to blossom. You can't look at a rose and say to the rose, don't blossom. I like you as a bud. Please don't blossom. We're the same way. There's an innate force in us that wants to grow, wants to open to our fullness, our beauty, our creativity. That is the path of the heroine's journey.
I love it. But
before, I was not on it.
And some people are out there just saying to themselves, you know what, Joan, this all sounds great, but I'm, you know what, I'm a little too broken, or I'm too old, or it's just too late for me. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this. What do you say to those folks?
All of that is part of the process. You know you're on the path if you're feeling any of that. Because it's beginning beautiful process of doubting yourself and your own ability to make yourself your magnificent self and giving it over to this energy and this power that's going to grow you. It is the path to joy, prosperity, and freedom. It can be painful, but it's the best adventure of your life.
I love it. Okay. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm out of time, so I got to run, but thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
I do too. And for all of you, I want to encourage you again to pass the show on. You know, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe if you haven't already, and pass it on to people that you care about, that you love. Together, we can all upshift. We can heal anything. If you put your intention, your mindset to it, you surround yourself with the right experts, they can help you, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever it is. Okay, just get on the quest, the healing quest. In this case, we're talking about the heroine's journey. It's a journey of healing. It's a journey of understanding, remembering who you are at the core of you, and be able to break through the limitations. Till next time, keep searching. Keep knowing that there's nothing that can stop you from healing. Take care.